Hello, everybody on Audio Boom. This is Melissa, and I want to first start off by wishing everybody a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. This is a beautiful Christmas Eve. The tree's up. Tonight, we're going to make some meatloaf, and with the meatloaf, I have made my own homemade potato wedges. Now, this is my first time making homemade potato wedges, period. I've never done them homemade. I've always, like, bought them store-bought and in a bag, and you just bake for 20 minutes and la 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 la. Oh, no, these I've done homemade, as in I washed the potatoes, cut the potatoes, and I coated them with my own secret garlic.
In fact, I need to step away from them right now.
Buttery recipe, and they are so freaking good. So my friend Ashley's here, and she was my taste tester, and she apparently loves them.
Good.
Yeah, and so basically I coated the potatoes with my secret garlic recipe, and it's very simple. It's only a 4-ingredient little recipe thingy that you need to coat the potatoes in, and I'm not telling you. Anyway, and it's so simple. You can, most of the stuff, you only need one thing out of your fridge, and the rest of it can come from your pantry or your spice cabinet. I mean, that's how simple this recipe is. But I'm not telling anybody. So I coated the potatoes. Well, first I cut them into wedges. You know what? You wash them very good. You leave the skin on. You don't want to take the skin off. That's actually where the best nutrients is. So you wash your potatoes. You cut them into wedges. And then you coat them into this yummy deliciousness. And then you put them on the sheet and put them all facing the same way. You bake at 400 degrees for 20 minutes, then you flip the potatoes. You have to flip them and bake for another 20 minutes. If you have any more of the buttery, delicious recipe, garlicky, yummy goodness, then you can pour some on in the halfway stage. What I did is when I took the potatoes out and after I flipped them, just to give it a little bit of extra yummy goodness, I poured half of the leftover recipe that I didn't use, and you know, I didn't want to waste it, and I poured it over the potatoes. There's a little bit left, and I need to flip the second batch. The first batch came out good. Now, Jeremy and our friend Jane have no idea that I've made it. I mean, they just know the house smells really good. If you don't mind, yeah, flip them. And then there's a little bit of that garlicky stuff. Can you make them so that, you know, can you pour the rest of it, just kind of drizzle it on?
Or secret sauce.
My secret recipe that I will not tell anybody. So I'm going to take two potato wedges, and we're going to come over here, and we're going to get reactions from, you know, my hands are full, and we don't want Zappa getting a hold of these. Hey, guys. Pause the movie and open the door, but don't let Zappa out. I have something for you guys to taste test.
What is it?
Homemade, made for the first time, not for you, Zappa, garlic potato wedges.
Oh my, what did you say?
Homemade garlic potato wedges.
What was the surprise you were going to...
That's a surprise. Don't eat it. Don't eat it yet. I'm going to give Jane's hers. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Eat. I want your guys' reaction. I made potato wedges homemade for the first time today.
Oh.
And I made them with my secret garlicky recipe.
Oh. Do you like it?
These are homemade, guys.
Oh, my goodness.
This beats any chicken place
that sells potato wedges.
Mm-hmm.
Just to know, you guys are on Audio Boom right now. Oh, so no. How would you guys rate? How would you guys rate my recipe?
100.
100.
Like, that's out good. Of 5 stars, what would you rate it?
5.
I'd give it a 10.
All right, guys, get back to your movie. Stay in here, Zappa. We're still making. We have a cookie sheet almost full because we've tried a couple of them, and then there's another cookie sheet that's halfway done. Jeremy gave it 100 out of 100. Jane gave it 5 out of 5. So.
Awesome.
Mm-mm-mm. Jeremy said this beats any chicken place like KFC that makes.
I agree. KFC's and Jack in the Box's potato wedges give me heartburn.
Mm-hmm.
These are a healthier version of it.
A little greasy, but.
Well, that's because of butter, but I mean they deep fry theirs.
No, I don't. I don't think we're gonna have any more left for the meatloaf. Oh my god. I'm over here eating them. Hell, they're mine. I made them, so. Did you get them all flipped?
Yeah.
Go ahead and just pour all of that garlicky stuff over it.
I'm way ahead of you.
Just to give it that extra.
I'll stick them in.
Alexa.
Not yet.
Okay. Cancel.
You almost did what I did.
Payback. Yeah, she was so eager for me to make whatever I was making the other day. She was like ready to set the timer.
It was cinnamon bread.
Cinnamon bread. No, Zappa. All these potato wedges are so good.
Yeah. By the time the meatloaf is ready, they'll be gone. Well, we should save this batch for the meatloaf and then just indulge on that one. All right, girl.
Alexa, set a timer for 20 minutes.
20 minutes. Starting now.
Go ahead and put that bowl in the sink. It needs to be washed.
I'm washing it right now. That way you don't have to do it later.
Okay, I need to get away from those.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Jeremy wants some more potato wedges. They're here on the table. I made two cookie sheets full of them.
What are you making right now?
I'm making the second cookie sheet.
Low battery. 20%. Close button.
Yeah, and we have another potato. If you want to just indulge on these, oh, these are so damn good. The second sheet, though, has to be for the meatloaf. Yeah, you want some potato wedges? They're here on the table. Well, just come over and. Yeah, we're going to make the meatloaf, though. As soon as these potato wedges are done, we're going to make the meatloaf. Alexa. What time is it?
It'll be an early dinner, but yeah.
It's 2:33 p.m.
Well, it's 2:33. The meatloaf probably is going to take another hour to make.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
That's what I'm saying. So, it'll probably be a dinner right on time, like a 4 o'clock dinner.
If someone gets hungry after, I can heat up that spaghetti for them.
Well, I was thinking, too, for that, we can heat that up for lunch tomorrow.
Oh, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
Close button. Record. Publish button. Pause. 8 minutes. 88%. Dim. Adjustable. 8 minutes. Pause.
Well, grab a couple.
I did.
I've eaten 3 or 4 of them already.
Oh my god. You can believe I'm going to be making these. I think Selma would like these too.
Well, ask her. Well, I put 4 ingredients in that recipe, but I'm not saying what it is on Audio Boom. Okay, Audio Boom, we're just about done. So, I'll say goodbye. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Hope you guys have an awesome day tomorrow. And be safe, have fun, and we'll get at you later.
Trim recording.
Take care.
96% dim.
And have a wonderful day.
Publish button.
Bye.
Publish.